Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening with Sample Healings, talk about the Light Ship, and whatever else seems to come up. So if you wish to call in, you can tonight. And also, remember, we're on Station 2. I guess you would know that if you're listening. But we're going to be doing some sample clearings here, and you can use the BBS Fast Chat also. So let's do a sample of the emotional clearing. Remember, the emotional clearing is kind of what we deal with all the time. That's the most important clearing that I do for people. That's the starting one almost all the time, except now we're doing the alien death barcode, so I'd recommend doing that one first. But next to the emotional one. It's very good. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days in your life and just look at a situation. It's not needed to be known by the light ship, but this is just for your own validation. So see how you feel about something that happened to you within the last 5 days. And, you know, it might be painful. It might be fear. You know, we have all different emotions attached to things. And just kind of look at it and see how you're sensing the energy. See how your body's responding to it. And also see how your emotional body is dealing with it. And what we're going to do now is release these energies here. Like I said, it's not up to you to really tell the light ship what you want done. It does it automatically. You may have hundreds and not thousands of issues in the last 5 days. They just take them away. So you're able to be in peace. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. So if you would, just look at it, the issue now. And it should feel like it's more distant to you. Like watching it maybe on the cinema screen. It didn't really involve you, but you still see it. Naturally, the light ship will never take away that experience from you. But this is kind of how it works. And you're not supposed to be dealing with negativity of any type from the light. It's all just a wonderful experience. But here, unfortunately, because we're trapped here, we have a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. And the dark side lives on our emotional energy. And since normally life isn't too happy here for most people, they deal with our negative events that happen to us. And they actually cause a lot of those coming into our bodies to do that. So let's do a feeling body. This is the flip side of the emotional body, we'll call it. Flip side of the coin. And some people don't live in their emotions, but they live more in their feelings. And I'd say this is probably about 20% of the people out there listening. And so the emotional clearing, for some people, I'll do it, and they go, man, this didn't really do too much to me. Then when I do a feeling body, often they go, wow, that's what I really needed. But you have to have the emotional one first. For the person who lives in their emotions, the feeling body is like icing on the cake. So here we go. Same type of process. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And you can remember that most practitioners will tell you that the emotions that you have, these reactions to the emotions, the stored energy in your body is going to basically kill you eventually. And that's true. This is why we do these clearings, so you can become more spirit-centered versus being centered with emotions. Because you will be living the past of your emotions throughout your whole lifetime. So whatever happened to you in the past is going to recycle again and again and again, until you clear the emotions out of the different situations. And it's not just this lifetime, it's going back to all of your genetic ancestors. So let's do a pain body. This is for people who've been in physical pain. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. This doesn't normally need to be done, because the emotional body, if you do the whole life clearing, will normally take care of a lot of your traumas. But this is for probably about maybe 5% of the people out there who have traumas continuously. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a fear body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do anger. That's kind of the flip side of that, of the fear, anger. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Hello, yes, I'm here in cyberspace and enjoying those wonderful clearings that you opened up with. And I want to say hello to everyone that's on the fast chat. I see quite a few names there. And also, I believe that we're going to have a very special night tonight because we'll be having a sponsor on. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So right now, maybe, Ron, before we bring our sponsor on, could we, I don't know if you did a mental clearing when you were going through the list.
That's but a good maybe that would mental be clearing. So
very nice.
Go. Mental clearing. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we got a person named T, says emotional pain still there. So that must be a different type of body. May not be emotional, maybe some other type of body. So let's see if T can call in and describe possibly what the condition is there, and we'll see if we can create a healing for T. If not, please type something into the fast chat. Okay, chakras I have here from T. So here we go. Let's do a chakra alignment. So let's go to the heart center. Remember, the chakras go out of alignment because of psychic attack energy. It's just very, very simple. A person thinks of you in a positive way and or negative way. It's the same thing. I'll repeat that. If a person thinks of you in a positive way, they're sending you a psychic attack energy. Because that energy that they're thinking of, even though you might think it's love, is not going to be in alignment, in sync with your body frequency. Okay? And so naturally that energy is like a psychic attack to you. And at that point, the body will have the chakras move around so that it cannot harm itself. This is why the chakras get turned. Now, if they think a negative thought, people think, oh, that's bad. Positive thoughts are good. Well, all thoughts being directed to anybody is bad. So here we go. Heart chakra. Reposition that chakra around for everybody. I'll just count to 10 as it moves in the right orientation. This your spirit has helped doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll go up to the fifth chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And sixth chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go below the heart to the power chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And first chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a little better here. And hopefully that's going to help your situation, T. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And I'll count to 10 backwards, from 10 down to 1. Should say count from 10 to 1. And here we go. And just think of the energies. You know, this is your mental body, your thoughts surrendering to your heart center. You may actually feel this energy move in your body. A lot of people feel that. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So just kind of sit back and relax here, see how you feel. And you might feel a little more heart-centered. So, again, look at a situation, see how your mind is responding to that. You should feel completely in peace right now. So we're going to drop you down again for those who didn't connect all the way. So 10, 9, 8, 7, that's feeling better for a few of you out there. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, looks like T's talking about soul pain. I would look at also maybe entities in that area. And let's do an entity release here. And also maybe a type of implant creating the situation here. So here we go. Let's take out some entities. And we're taking them out now. So I'm assuming that it's probably maybe a heart area, power chakra area. So we're going to take out entities out of these areas right now. Hopefully this will help you out, T. Okay, they're getting released. And they come into us because they need our energy to live on. So from their standpoint, they need a host. From our standpoint, we don't want to have them. So because they live their life through you. And here we go, more entities coming out of your lower chakras here, heart, and going down, power, probably even second chakra here. Coming out. There we go. Now let's take out some controlling implants that might be having you think maybe about this pain that you're talking about, soul pain. So let's just try this here. And here we go, taking out some implants there. We'll just see if this helps or not. Okay, coming out. Okay. Oh, boy. A lot of stuff there. Okay. Okay, here we go. So, let's just see if anybody's felt this energy of these two clearings here. Maybe you could either call in or go on the fast chat here. Okay. So, we have a special guest tonight. A sponsor, it's Ed McCabe, and Ed has been out lecturing, talking with people for many, many, many years. He's only about 42, so he's been doing this for almost his whole life, I think, but anyway, here's Ed. He'll come on in a minute here. He has a book on oxygen therapy, in a sense, how oxygen can heal your body. It's a very nice book. He's known as Mr. Oxygen on the circuit. And, Ed, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, so you might give your website if anybody wants to look at it. And also, if you want to maybe talk about yourself and things for a couple of minutes to educate people.
Okay.
You can describe how you got started in doing what you did. I know you've been on it for quite a long time. I think maybe 20 years, I guess. So go ahead, Ed. You got the floor. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, I started back in the late 80s. They said we were all going to die from AIDS. And they said that there was rapid spread of it through sex. And I figured, well, everybody's having sex, so it's going to go everywhere. Everyone's going to have it. And they said there was absolutely no cure. And so purely out of self-interest, I was looking around for, well, I don't want to, you know, have us all die. So I was looking for an answer. And I found some kind of obscure references to doctors using oxygen. And the way it was described is they could cleave the virus from the host cell without damaging the host cell. And they would kill the virus. I said, that's fascinating. Nobody could do that. Everybody wants to kill the cell and the virus at the same time with poisons. And so I started looking into it. And as I got deeper and deeper into it, I started calling doctors all over the world, asking them, well, I understand you're doing something related to oxygen therapies. Tell me about it. Well, at the time, they all hated each other. They were all jealous of each other's research, and none of them would talk to each other. So I came along and I told them, I said, look, I went to their meetings, international meetings and stuff, and I said, look, you're all doing the same thing. You're all using oxygen. Let's call it oxygen therapies. Everybody goes under the umbrella. That way the public won't be afraid of it, and they won't hear you guys competing with each other, so it won't scare anybody off. So the result of that was the first book, which was Oxygen Therapies, A New Way of Approaching Disease, published in 1988, and I immediately... I had some severance pay left over from an old job, and I used that to buy thousands of dollars worth of advertising in all the health magazines and the New Age magazines, etc. And then see, I knew how to do this because I'd worked for a Fortune 300 corporation before that, doing exactly the same kind of stuff, but for making somebody else rich, not helping the planet. So I learned this whole way of the chains of distribution, advertising, how to promote, working with sales forces, all that stuff. So I then parlayed those ads I had running, where I run around to all the expos and all the papers and where I could find, and say, hey, look, we're doing this big advertising push, just like you do in the old job. We're doing this big advertising push, so you better let me speak at the expo. Oh, yeah, okay, man, you're the next up-and-coming thing. Okay, we'll take you in. So that's how I got from zero obscurity, total obscurity, to becoming all of a sudden the speaker. And then, of course, every time I spoke somewhere, I'd tell the next people, hey, I just spoke at that place. And the one before that, and the one before, and I was on this radio show. Oh, you're the rising star. We got to have you in. So using what the world taught me, I was able to capitalize on building my market image, which now I wonder about all the time because Ron's always saying that if somebody even thinks good thoughts about you, there's like chords and stuff. And I'm thinking, my God, I've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of books out with my picture on it. We're coming out with a new DVD set. My picture's on that. Everybody's watching the videos and listening to my audio lectures from all over the world for years. You know, and so one night he said the answer is every day pretty much you just cut all the cords. Okay. If it's that simple, I hope it is. Otherwise, I've got a lot of cords going to me. But anyway, the basis of oxygen therapy is what I was teaching and what I discovered from all the interviews. And I'm the only person in history to have interviewed thousands of doctors and patients using this stuff all over the world. So that's the knowledge base and the experience and the authority I speak from. It's what I found to be real in the world through personal contact, not reading stuff, because that could all be manipulated. These were all personal interviews with people that were using or teaching or prescribing or whatever. And so I found out that there's two basic truths to the whole thing, and I'll keep it as short as I can so you can get back to healing people as much as you can. But there's two basic things in the physical system you have to watch out for, and that is that if your oxygen level gets low enough, your body fills up with bacteria, viruses, funguses, and pathogens. If your oxygen level gets low enough, number two is your body will fill up with debris, toxins, undigested food, pollution, chemicals, all kinds of things that plug everything up. Once everything gets plugged up, which is what we call the accretion of toxins, which cause old age, once everything gets plugged up, then in come, because your oxygen level will drop, in come the bacteria, the viruses, the funguses, the pathogens, living on the garbage and breeding. And, of course, then they go to the bathroom in your body, the little microscopic bugs. They all go to the bathroom in your body, even more toxins in the body. So I said, well, nature must have figured out a way how to fix all this. And, indeed, it was oxygen. And so that's why I went out to tell everybody, because we have our industrialized society, so much pollution is building up, we have skyrocketing disease rates, and there's this corrupt medical establishment telling us there is no cure for thousands of things I've seen go away completely. And as long as they don't look for the proof, they say there is no proof. Why is there no proof, you should ask them. They say, because, well, we haven't looked. So they'll tell you there is no proof. So I went out and lectured and did tapes and videos and all this stuff to try to show people what was available to them if they so chose to think for themselves rather than lean on authority figures. Okay, so that's my background as a best-selling author and all what I do. Now, on top of all that, during my whole life, I've been on a spiritual quest is to find out who I am and why and where I come from and what it's all about. And I've never made that public before in my lectures or anything. I mean, I would allude to certain things, but I've studied almost every major religion path and thought system that there is, on-world and off-world, that I can find. And I draw, just like I do with the oxygen therapies, the same methodology was, if you ask enough questions in enough places, you will get the thread of truth out of everybody's agenda. Because everybody's either got a political agenda, a racial agenda, a world agenda, a species agenda, or a personal ego agenda. So you have to sift that all out. What are they saying? And I went around and I asked, while I was lecturing out there, I went around and asked all over the world different people that I happened to meet. Some were public, some were very private. And they were all contactees, turns out. like physical contactees. Like if you go out in the yard and you see your car, it's that kind of a contactee, not a voice in their head, not the mind stuff Ron talks about. Physical, they see it. Of course, you know, it could be parallel lives and all that. But at the time, it was very interesting because I met like a dozen people that were all being contacted by different ET races, some benign, some not so benign, and they all told the same history of Earth. Now, what was interesting and fascinating about it was none of them knew each other, and each of them was being contacted by a different race of aliens. So talk about a great sample of what the Earth history was from an objective perspective of someone who's not on the planet or someone who was involved on the planet as how we got here and what happened and what's the history of Earth. And so I strung all that together, again, pulling out the threads that were common to all the stories, trying to weed out all the agendas. And what it basically comes down to is the following, who we are and what we are. Who we are, apparently, if you're not a clone, and if you have a divine spark, apparently who you are, what we are, is spirit, just like Ron says, but it's described differently by the ETs. They call it, like some systems say, we were from the 11th dimension, and we used to come to third dimension to play, and to come here to play and visit and interact with the flora and fauna and pet the deer and Bambi and everything. We would take on the life forms that were existed on the planet, and a group of extraterrestrials said, hey, I know what we could do. We can get everybody into these bodies. In other words, get these spirits in these biosuit bodies on the planet and trap them. We'll take away their ability to leave. So it's like Ron says, you can check out any time, but you can never leave. So we, as spirit, are now powering, because we are our ancestors, there's a forced program of reincarnation that was operant on the planet, may still be, I don't know, some people say it's changed now, but the fact is we are, the spirit that is us, is our ancestors. And if you go back to how they were created, these evil, regressive ETs that want to take away free will and just destroy planets, they don't care, they just see us as a resource, they simply had our ancestors, us back then, suffer terribly working in gold mines, mining gold powder for them because they prize it on their home world. So this is basically the Syrians, the Anunnaki, and the serpent races. There's a little bit of verdants in there, the green men and all that. So then I find that there's two basic groups interacting with humans. I'm making this real short. There's two basic groups interacting with humans going way back to humans first interacting on the planet. You had the ones that wanted to just take us over. They seem to have come later, but in the beginning, there was the ones that wanted us simply to be slaves. And they wanted to be worshipped as gods. They wanted us to take care of them and have sex with our females, that sort of thing. They just wanted to play the king role. Well, apparently there was genetic mixing in there that gave us some of their genetics. So even though we were stuck in the biosuits started to evolve. And so we're now in this period where all this genetics is starting to wake up. And they're trying desperately to stop it all. The reason is because they are afraid of us. Believe it or not, we're trapped here in these biosuit bodies. We're perfect as spirits. We're not in time. They've forced us to be in time, take on physicality, because they're afraid of us. Because if they hadn't done that to us, they think that we would have destroyed them later on. Because it's their old fear paradigm and just, you know, everything's going to be bad. Totally negative stuff. So there's this group that are taking over planets and all that, and we are in the middle of a planet takeover. And what they do first is they send their direct agents here, and a lot of this was really increased when they did like the Montauk experiments and there's other things like Ron is always saying, the humans punched all these holes in the Earth's aura, letting in all these ETs. Well, that's what he's talking about, is the history of all this within the ET community. This is them invading this dimension. Like he said, they're not supposed to be here. They took over. Well, exactly that happened. They came here, decided darkness induced them to think they didn't have enough. We don't have enough. We got to take over another planet. And that whole greedy, materialistic, self-interest thing is what all the problem is here, because they have direct agents that have become our country's leaders, other countries all over the world. They're all either heavily implanted or directly alien controlled, or they are aliens themselves and doing hypnosis or whatever it is to hide themselves. Well, they used to get away with it real easy, but all the regressive ETs apparently got booted off the planet pretty much as far as controlling the whole place. But what they left behind was their hybrid progeny. The hybrids, et cetera, the ones that control the 13 major religions in the world, the bankers in the world, everybody that controls everything, those high secret organizations that, you know, you all know the names of if you're into this stuff, all the secret stuff. Well, that's who's running the show here. But because they don't have the backup anymore like they used to have direct backup, now they basically have the influence of darkness on them themselves or their clones taking, you know, they've been programmed. But the actual call on somebody for help, that isn't happening. So humanity has basically been left in this melting pot of all these different influences of negative and positive ETs. There's positive ETs that apparently, as far as I can tell, outnumber the negative ones. But even they, like Ron always says, are corrupted. In other words, if they were going to help us, they'd be here yesterday or 500 years ago. Jesus on his persecution there saying, forgive them, they don't know what they do, referring to the ETs, as well as the humans being mind-clouded. And all that programming is part of the biosuits. When you take out one of these suits, you get self-hypnotized and programmed hypnotized into believing this is all there is and all we have is these bodies. Well, Ron comes along and he goes, well, let's help them out. Half of the good ETs said, don't bother, they're too far gone. Slight majority said, the intergalactic councils and stuff said, no, they've been messed with too much by these negatives, it's not fair. We got to get all the influence off the planet, let them sort it out themselves. So that's the middle of the period we're in now. So naturally I'm asking Ron questions about these things, and I say, okay, you've got your negative ETs, the grays, the abductions, the world leaders controlled by them, trying to take over the planet, passing these draconian laws. And this. Okay, and then you got your good ETs. How does CLS, Creation Lightship, fit into all this here? And after I asked him all about it, he said, well, why don't you come out and pose all this to us? So I figured out the answer today, right? But I will ask you to just explain to everybody, please, in that scenario that we apparently, as far as I can tell, we're in the middle of, how does Creation Lightship and what you do, the healings, how does that fit into all that?
Well, the light ship doesn't judge. This is kind of why Jesus mentioned, like to turn the other cheek, so to speak, to love your neighbors, okay? And so what he's talking about is that the light ship does not judge anything. It doesn't judge you. It sees everything in divine perfection. And that's, from a human standpoint, that's probably a big problem because you wonder, gee, if there's no judgment from the light, how can they possibly get rid of the darkness? Well, they do that with love. I just say they love the darkness to death. So what they do is that they allow everything to come into the light. And they will normally ask, well, first of all, let's start from square one here. So this planet initially was a wonderful planet created by the light, and all that was here was light. And whatever life forms are on it, hopefully, maybe our genetics could have been on it a long time ago, but whatever was here, when it was in the light, must have been very, very beautiful. And you can still see how beautiful it is by looking at a waterfall, looking at trees, just looking at flowers, it's very nice here. But somehow we got that underlying control issues. And these are, caused, like I say, by the ETs, like what Ed was saying. So what happens is that the light will give everything of non-light an opportunity to come into the light because it wants to help everything out so that it can know, freedom. Because there's no freedom when you're in control. And so they give it, the darkness a chance to come into the light. Some people don't like that because maybe their life has been so awful, they know the darkness is doing it, and they go, how can the light ship possibly help out this energy that has been screwing me over for my whole life, and I have physical illnesses, et cetera? Well, the light doesn't judge. And that's the wonderful thing of the light. It holds spiritual integrity. And so it will terminate, get rid of anything that comes into its universe of life. So what you have out there is a, like a, we'll just use it like a growing medium or a void. And we'll just call that the complete universe of everything. And in that universe of everything is where the light chooses to come into a certain quadrant, we'll say, and it creates light there. And that light is strictly love energy, free choice, free will for whatever is in that. And then elsewhere, maybe in a whole different quadrant, is where the universe of darkness is. Now, there's other areas, too, that probably is not inhabited yet, okay? So if for some reason the darkness chooses to come into the universe of light, then it kind of crosses over the bounds, and like what we have here, we don't have any free choice, free will, free choice. And at that point, the light has to defend itself. Otherwise, it will lose its creation. Whatever the darkness does outside in its own reality, it's perfectly fine. The light's not going to come in there to try to save anything. That's what some people have a problem with, too, when I talk to them. They may say, gee, Ron, if the light ship is that powerful, why can't they get rid of the chemtrails? Why can't they get rid of the leaders who are causing destruction here? Well, the light doesn't do that, but they do the ascension. So you have to remember that up to the ascension point in time, using the word time in our linear time here, which should be, you know, happening, you know, soon. Soon is another word that's kind of elusive, but we'll just use the word soon. What happens is until that time occurs, the light ship is not typically going to interfere with the thoughts of people.
Right.
And those thoughts are what's probably destroying everybody here. But at ascension time, it has to get the darkness out of its creation. And this is one of its creations. And this is going across the whole universe of light, not just on our planet here. And so if anything is on this planet that is of a negative alien species without a spirit, they will have the opportunity at ascension time also to come into the light. Are they going to come into the light? Well, they don't have a spirit in them. So chances are they're not, but they do have that opportunity. If they choose to have a spirit at that time also, they're probably given a spirit, but the darkness that their body's made up of, if it's still full of judgment, it would be no different than our bodies here. So the body would not probably do the ascension. But they would be able to get a spirit and that consciousness of whatever that consciousness would be. Remember, they do have a body. Everything has a body. And so that consciousness then would be able to leave that body of the darkness and come into the light. So this is what the light offers. Did that answer your question, Ed?
Yes, and I want to go further with that, too.
Okay.
That's the basic modus operandi of the creation light ship and your healing mission. Now, what I had a problem with personally was, before we forget, my website is oxygenhealth.com, OxygenHealth.com, and I'm coming out with a new 4-DVD set, but it's not on my site. So to see it, you would have to go to, if you know Rents Radio, Jeff Rents' show, R-E-N-S-E, Rents.com. And if you go there, the banner is right in the middle of the page, right at the top of the page. First thing to hit you when you open up is my mug and me talking about the DVD. And if a friend of mine who sells oxygen supplements said, I'll tell you what, he says, if they buy one of my bottles, I'll give the DVD set, and it's a $50 set. So it's a great deal if anybody wants to know. And for the first time in history, I introduced some of the stuff I was talking about tonight on the disc, and a lot of Ron's teachings, and I give Ron a plug, too. So that's there for you. Now, my problem was, how do I make sense of all this? Here comes Ron, 2.5 years ago, here comes Ron into my life, and he looks like other people talking about ETs, which I found most of them have ego problems and their own agendas, or they're, like I've been saying, agents of channelers, or they've been infected by implants, or whatever. Just, they're always a problem. So I came by Ron's booth at one of the shows, and I looked, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's got the same pictures as this other guy who I had a problem with because of his ego. And I'm just going to pass it up. So then I went back to my booth, and I'm sitting there, and Ron comes to my booth. And he's looking at me. He says, "Oh, you ought to come over and take a look at what we're doing, you know." And I said, "Well, I did look at it." He says, "Well, we're having a free lecture in about an hour or two. Why don't you come?" So I said, "All right, I'll give it one more shot." Since the universe put him in front of me so directly, I said, "It must be worth looking into more. This must be a sign from my spirit to me to explore." So I went to the meeting, and I had a wonderful experience. You know, closed my eyes, went inside, started doing the normal meditation I've been doing for years, and I had a real high experience, and I said, "Okay, I'll look further." And so that was 2.5 years ago, and here I am. So I had to make sense of all this because of my background of physically meeting ETs and all this stuff, and many of them posing as what Ron could do. And many healers, because that was in the healing field, many healers would be posing as, "Well, I'm the direct representative of the Grand Poo-ha, and, you know, come to me," and all this stuff. And, you know, Ron goes to the shows, and they're up in the panel next to him. And it's real interesting to watch him deal with stuff, but not have a real ego investment in anything he's doing. That sets him apart, number one, which makes me look deeper and deeper, because he's selfless about it. And that's one of the hallmarks of someone who's honest. And I said, "Okay, well, what if he's just deluded himself? What if he's just one of these good ETs who, through being so old, centuries old, and being crusty in their thinking and inflexible, he's got old ideas about, you know, the way it should be, and this is just somebody else's agenda, either his political agenda or this group of channeled entities called the Creation Lightship. What if it's them? What if this is their agenda? He's the representative. I still got to watch myself, because this may not be what, you know, I want to go look further into it." But it just kept feeling right. It just kept feeling right, feeling right, feeling right. I stuck with it. Even then, I wasn't getting all these fantastic healings that everybody else gets. I'm like, "Kyle, God bless him, divine bless him, spirit bless him." He sees all this stuff, and I'm going, "Great, well, okay, this is confirmation." But, you see, I don't have these experiences for whatever reason. My talents are in other areas. So I have to listen to what everybody else has and them talk about their healings. And then I had a few of my own, so I got deeper into it. I had a few things. I have some chronic problems that still are there. No matter what we do, we can't touch them. We haven't reached that level of his healing yet, or my spirit being able to find enough of itself, or whatever the problem is, that we could fix these things. But I've had enough things happen to me to know that this is real, worth value. But still, I have the question of how can we, because none of it's physical, you know, other than the healings and stuff, the words he says, his selflessness, his goodness, his efficiency, his egolessness, that's all real good. But what if at the end of it all, it's just the most positive point of the duality dark side, you know, because the earth is a duality. So we used to call it the two-headed God. One side of the duality was totally evil, the other side was really, really good. And we were caught in the duality, and that was a problem, was stretching between the two all the time. So what if he's just the top pole of the good side? And so I was asking him the other day, I was saying, "Okay, we've got all these bad ones, ETs, we've got all these good ETs out there, they're all interacting with us. You know, what's the difference here? What's the difference with Creation Lightship and one of the best ETs? Like, it's said that some of them are very high up, like in the 11th dimension, like we used to be, and they'll come out of retirement every few thousand years and adjust the 9th Peshma 10 wormhole or the negative gravity vortex that is becoming unbalanced because of all the ETs using anti-gravity technology, and they have to come out and adjust that to keep everything, you know, and then they go back to their retirement. You know, these are real high, real detached, couldn't care less what happens to you or me, but in general want to keep things nice in the system, so to speak. And then I was thinking about it, and I said, well, the difference would be, how do I tell the difference between what Creation Lightship is doing and these high, high, high ETs who have very beneficial, benevolent agendas for us, but are still detached, and because they're so detached, like, you know, Ron saying about God, Ron says, the earth line, okay, divinity seeing us, the source seeing us is perfect. And all of our creations is perfect as well. And because of that, it won't interfere. So like on my DVD, I have this one phrase I say, God, why did you kill the child? I said, it's not real. It's part of the programming. They're trying to live off our emotions so we get all upset, the good ones and the bad ones. Oh, the difference between the good emotions and bad emotions in us is that the bad ones drive our spirit out of our bodies. The good ones don't. They just live off it. So even though you have emotions, at least the good emotions don't drive your spirit out of your body. I figured that out a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so I'm looking at all this. I said, what's the difference? And so let's just ask Ron now. Ron, what's the difference between what you do at the very highest end of what you do compared to the very highest end of the benevolent ETs, service to the whole?
I guess the way to answer that is that the light ship is here now doing things, okay, helping people. I saw another person out there who's ranked pretty high on the circuit also, maybe for the last, I don't know, maybe since the 1990s, I guess. And somehow I got this email from somebody, and they're doing a light infusion chamber, and the ETs are going to bring this light infusion chamber down for everybody. Well, in the future. So about all I can say is that the light ship is here doing healings now, in the present moment, and this is the difference. Everything else to me is lip service, and that's kind of how I look at it. You know, people talk a lot about what they could do, like on my lecture that I did on the, it's on the website, it's, you have to go to the very bottom on the left-hand side, I think the videos, and it would be the one on October, I think, 17th, which is the New Life Expo. I'm on the Strange Universe panel there, and I mentioned about, let's see here, the harmonic convergence being very negative. And I also mentioned about the energies that are coming to our planet that are negative. And I mentioned about what happened on October 4th with the Earth Spirit. So it's quite interesting to find out about these things. But the light ship is here to help out. And the light ship does not bring forth prophecies. Everything that they're doing is right here in the now. Now, there's probably healings that, since Ed talked that he has a physical condition of whatever that would be, that he hasn't had it touched yet. It's very possible that the light ship knows how to heal that, okay? But they're not ready to come down with that information yet. And it might be too dangerous for me to bring it out. So I'll bring out whatever the light ship is ready to bring out where I can be protected. That's the basic thing. So, like what we have on the site with the alien attack page for $30 for the month, you know, when I first decided to bring that one out, they were ready for it. And, you know, if you all even think about it, you go, holy crap, what is he doing? Bringing out something to confront the aliens head on to get them out of my life? You know, that's pretty a pretty big thing to do, and that's what they're doing. So, but all I can say is that the light ship is here doing in the present moment. There's no predictions. Nothing is in the future. What they're doing is what I bring out, and it's in the now. And being in the now is where they work. And so, naturally, they work in the past because we do have a past history. This is how they clear your genetics. But that's the difference. The light ship is here actively doing something through this website and through the healings that I do, either on the website or in person. And what I will say, when you go on there, if you do an online healing, it is going through my body. I am the conduit for all this energy. So if I get maybe 200 people doing a healing session at one time, I physically feel that, okay? So it's not that it's necessarily something that I'm just, in a sense, ego-wise, will say, looking at it, that, gee, Ron's charging all this money, and he has, and I just do it on the website here, and, you know, he's getting all this money into this, you know, big, gigantic fund. Well, no, it's coming right through me. I am working with you continuously. This is what Jesus said that's in the Bible, something like paraphrasing, you know, you have to go through me to go to the Father. He was the conduit then for that. And so I was in his body doing the healings, and there's other light beings in the body also doing various types of work, but I was doing the healings. So I came back this time to help people through healings. And I do have a lot of the other information, but, you know, I'm mainly focused on healings. I don't get into government stuff, what they're doing, you know, or other things. The Lightship will combat the ETs instantly. So that I can tell you, because the ETs are what the problems are here. So did I answer your question? I guess to sum it up, the Lightship is here actively doing healings right now, this moment. Everything else out there that people talk about their coming, you know, everything else, you know, it's not. And also on the panel, I mentioned about, you know, the great ET technology of the atomic bomb came here, you know. And I also mentioned about, you know, in the 1900s when the car was invented, you know, we had fossil fuels. So remember, everything that's created here, people that use their mind, which we'll say is 99.9% of the people getting inventions, those come from the dark side energies. Now, there's a lot of inventions that are really great, but they're still alien, you know, inventions. So, you know, why didn't the aliens give us like a special type of spaceship to go around in? Why do they bring us a fossil fuel car? Why didn't they give us a car that could run on hydrogen? I mean, I think it'd be much easier, you know, rather than to have a, you know, drill a hole in the ground and get an oil derrick and everything else and then refinery, you know, where they could have brought something to us that would be much easier to do. So I just see all the other people out there, like this one person was talking about, that everybody will be given by this particular alien race, you know, a light infusion chamber to do, you know, healing on you, you know. Well, that's all in the, you know, in the future. And so the light doesn't work, you know, in the future. They work in the now. This is what they have here right now. And that's probably how I could answer your question. Did I answer it good enough for you, or do you want to go a little deeper? It's up to you.
Okay, well, I think the audience can stand just a touch more of me. And here's what I figured out this week. Was that even the highest of the ETs, it came to me that they're doing time travel, I mean, all kinds of stuff, you know, invisibility, flying around, walking through walls, not even, they're so high up, they're not even concerned with anything that happens to us here. And so what I figured out was even they are corrupted by the darkness. And the way you can tell is they're still in time. Even though they're way up there, they're still in time. And so the way the darkness corrupts the lower forms, it gets them to blow up planets, kill people, rape, you know, pillage, absorb populations through genetic takeovers, all this crazy service to self stuff. Well, the way the darkness affects the good ones is it makes them so detached that they don't care what happens to us. In other words, they get so high, they forget the connection with even the lowest, as far as I can tell. And so the way you would tell the difference is, are they operating in time, or, like Ron does, he takes us to the null point where there is no time, it's just the now, and we go up. And we're out of time. And then even that begs the question of, okay, Ron once told me that all dimensions have some sort of physicality. And that blew away the way I always thought about it, which was, okay, we're in a duality, and there's a level above which there is no duality. Well, that may be true, but there still is physicality, and I was equating duality with physicality. So then I thought about it, and I said, okay, well, that's because for us to be individuals, there has to be some physicality. Otherwise, it would just be an amorphous cloud. So it has to solidify. The source had to create something that expressed itself as separate parts of itself, and to make them separate, there had to be physicality. That's probably why there had to be 12 source energies creating souls up on the Lightship. That's why originally there was two, but originally there was one. Once it looked at itself and reflected back, the source wanted to know more about itself. It created all these things. Now we're out there creating, and it created. Now, Ron never says this, and I've asked Ron about this, and Ron says he doesn't know where the darkness came from. But what I've reasoned and researched, and it seems reasonable to me, that the ultimate source created the darkness, but not on purpose. It seems to be like an anomaly. During creation experiments, there was this anomaly. But unlike all the other creations, the light gave unconditional love to this anomaly. This is the anomaly of darkness or evil. But this one thing would not take any correction. It just selfishly lived off the unconditional love and light that it kept pouring into it. And the reason that the source doesn't destroy the darkness in the first place is because it's one of its creations. It's its son. It loves it as much as us. So then, like the higher ETs, what do you do with it then? If it's going out gobbling up all your other creations, you know, us, worlds, etc., if it's going out destroying them, well, what do you do to it? You love it because it's your offspring, but it's an anomaly. It's like a mutant child, and it's destroying the other brothers and sisters. Well, you manage it as best you can. And so as far as I figure out, that's what the creation light ship every 2,000 years is. That's the management. That's the trim it back. Hopefully it will take the correction love sometime, but it's in the now, and darkness is in time, so they're not even really on the same page. It's not really a communication. It's like darkness has cut itself off from everything, and that's why Rod always says, if when it comes to the creators and creating people, or entities or beings, they're always given the chance first to come into the light. However, because the source itself has decreed that things that don't grow towards it and destroy everything else need to be managed more harshly. If they don't take the correction, if they don't take the universal love, they are then destroyed. And that's simply it. Because it's not supposed to be here. What Ron always says, it's not supposed to be here. It was an anomaly. It was a mistake. But even that, and maybe you could pontificate on this a little bit, Ron, is in my way of thinking here, the way I've reasoned it all out, wouldn't it be true then, this anomaly, since it came from the source, must mean that the source had that in it somewhere. It might have been like a tiny, tiny, tiny little spiritual divine molecule way in the back corner, but at one point it popped out, and now source is looking at it going, well, what are you going to do? And so the way darkness gets to all the advanced ETs that don't help us, like Ron says, they just, you know, retire, they go above the struggle and the strife because they're fed. That's the darkness seeping into them, which is to get them to turn away, become slightly arrogant, even though they're good people, they would love to help us. And then you've got all these races breeding out emotion. They get rid of their emotional genes, so they don't feel any compassion for us. And some of those are even light beings. Most of them are the clones of dark stuff without the light inside it. So any of that you want to comment on, Rob?
Well, the light only works in the now. That's all that I can really say. The light, I have never seen darkness in the light. What I think our problem is, the problem, like I said, with the light, is that we all have free will, free choice. And so maybe somehow the darkness enhances the light to change over, you know?
Yeah.
You know, these beings that are of the light, and maybe they steal part of that soul energy, and then they get infested, just like having an entity. So if they're not holding, you know, complete spiritual integrity with all light, then, you know, the darkness can creep in. That's why we do all these clearings for people, so that you're able to, you know, get rid of the densities of darkness. And that's what I basically do here. I love doing the 4-in-1 set, but almost everything else that I do, you know, probably 99% of my healings, I strictly deal with darkness energies to get them out of people. And when they're released, then you can have more of your spirit energy. So I don't know where the darkness came from. All I can, you know, kind of surmise is that it was out there. It's just a creation. I don't think the light created it. I don't think it left the light, because the light, all that I see is light. Light is light. There's no hierarchy in the light. And, you know, when, like you mentioned, Ed, about the being in time, most of the stuff that people talk about and all the different channels that people, you know, if you listen to other websites or anything else, everything is always, you know, in the future. It means that they're controlled by time. So you have this divine, we'll say, alien channeling through Mary Sue, we'll say, and they will tell you what the future is going to be like. Well, right away you know they're in time. So if you're in time, it can't be the light. Even though they said this is a wonderful being, you know, or whatever, or Archangel Michael, or, you know, whatever you think is there, once they start coming off, you know, with the information that it's going to be happening in the future and that they're here to help us, right away you know they're in time. And if they're controlled by time, there's no way that they could be of the light because they're in time. This is why I always draw people into their heart center, why I always talk about being in the present moment. So that's just the way the light ship works. It's always in the present moment. There's no predictions. And everything is strictly, you know, in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. So that's kind of how I look at it. And all the radio programs that we've had on BBS and all my lectures that I have, it's all the same stuff. Being in the moment, I don't know necessarily what I talked about even, you know, 10 minutes ago. So, and everything that I do is in the moment, so there's no real, I can go back into the history and look, but I don't hang on to any mind energy whatsoever. Because the mind is what's going to destroy you. That's why I don't do any book reading. I do read at times, but as far as trying to glean information out of something or whatever, I don't go there. I'm always in the moment with whatever I do. And this is why I talk about being in the moment, connecting to your spirit. And every radio program that we've had on BBS, you know, is the same basically to me. I get done with the program. And, you know, I might say, oh, this felt pretty good to me tonight, but, you know, they're all probably pretty good. But, and some I might think are better than others, judging them. But typically, it's all the same stuff. It's all information about being in the now. So thank you, Ed. I'll
sure,
turn it over to
you.
Sylvia if she has to add anything to it here. We can go over a little bit on the time here.
Normally
we'd be off right now, but I'll turn it to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'm sure there's more questions and things that Ed would like to bring forth, but it would be great if we could just take a couple minutes in between and have a clearing. And Ed was mentioning, you know, how in the past sometimes you have, Ron, done clearings to actually allow these some of these beings to come into the light. And I think that would be a wonderful thing to do right now. There's probably many that are listening due to what we've been talking about, and that would be a nice experience for everyone to have right now.
Okay, so the first thing is that there may be entities around that are invisible in your room with you, listening to the speakers, okay? Number one, there may be entities inside of you. That could be anything. It could be shapeshifters. It could be anything that is in you that should not be in your body, but they're, you know, living with you, cohabiting with you in your body, using your body energies. So what we're going to do now is allow these energies to come into the light. So I'd like everybody to bring up the light being on the monitor screen. Just scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar. And this is very, very nice because sometimes these entities will come in. And maybe they're waiting for me to do this on each show. So you might feel it as possibly a psychic invasion on you. You may feel a little different. Maybe you might sense an energy in the room, wondering why it's showing up. And they're probably waiting to come into the light. So we're going to ask, since they know about vibrations, we'll ask them to bring all their family members and friends and loved ones, if you want to use that terminology. And these could be entities that you would not even want to look at. They could be, you know, very awful looking. They could do a lot of negative situations. But this is their chance to come into the light. So what we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to let them feel what the light is like. Because naturally they could be in fear of losing their identity. So bring up the light beam. And so all the ones that wish to just sample the light, we'll give them a couple of minutes of sampling here. They can just see what it's like. They can ask all their questions. Remember, the light is not in time. So they're living in your time reality. So when they go to the light, they could be there for hours. So they can ask as much questions as they wish, but our time will be 2 minutes. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and the light beings will come into your room. I'll first bring them in right now. So I'll count to 10 as they come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel the presence of light around you. And now for these energies that are in your room, maybe inside of you, shapeshifters, ET worms, etc., that kind of know what's happening, we are now going to give them the opportunity to see what the light is like. They may not like it, but we'll give them that opportunity. So here we go. They can leave right now. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll have your spirit, along with the light beings, push them out of you. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So they're having their own experience now. You may have felt energy leave your body. Sometimes when they're with you, they will cause you physical pain. You might feel your body shrinking, different locations maybe. Maybe you had a problem with maybe your left hip or something for 10, 20 years, and now the pain went away. That's because they're living there. So they have a chance to go into the light now. What happens after that, they'll probably be either forced to leave the universe of light. If they don't leave, they'll be terminated. Or they have the choice to go back to where they came from in the universe of darkness. But they can't be here any longer. And this is what ascension is to get rid of the darkness out of the light. So here we go. We'll take some more out of you, the ones that were maybe kind of looking, peeking around corners, maybe hidden deep inside of you in your genetics. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you may feel some more energy leaving. So this is the way the darkness can go to the light. And I felt a lot of energy go through me as these things passed through my body. If anybody else felt that, you might mention that in the fast chat. And I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. They're still doing the healings, so you're going to have some benefit out of this here. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, that was very, very powerful. And, wow, the light beings just really working intently on that, and it's wonderful. So could we take just a minute while you're still doing this and before we turn it back over to Ed to talk about this in relationship to the clearings that you're doing, the intensives that you're doing this weekend?
Yeah, this Saturday, which is tomorrow, we have a four-hour ascension call. And all these particular calls that we do actually help to put more light into your body. And the light comes from your spirit. It's not external to you. And so I just need to define that for you. A lot of practitioners talk about bringing light into you, and that's normally from an external source. What we do is get rid of the densities so that you can have more light in you, which is your spirit, because the light is already with you. You can't bring more in unless your spirit is with you to bring it into you. Remember, your spirit holds the light. So this is what tomorrow's call is going to be about. We have this once a month. It's a four-hour ascension call. And the time that it is at 1 o'clock Pacific. And naturally, that equates to 4 o'clock Eastern. And we do water charging on it the last 1 hour. So it's a very nice call. You get 7 containers of water. Some people get as much as a gallon. Most of you will probably get half a gallon. And you have special water to drink. So that's divine light codes are in the water. And then Sunday, we're having our special 8-hour call, our marathon healing call. This is for our physical body rejuvenation, so to speak, working with body organs, working with our bones, our nervous system, and our skeletons. Well, that is our bones, but it's a wonderful clearing, so you're able to get rid of these extraterrestrial life forms. So if you're interested, you can contact me. You can send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and I can get back with you and get you the PIN numbers and stuff for the calls. And we can probably use PayPal, or you can send me a check for what it is. So the next 2 days will be just phenomenal. You're going to have actually 12 hours on the light ship, plus you'll be on it longer if you do the eight-hour call, because people who've been on it so far on the light ship for the continuous month. So let's bring in some more light energy. Remember, your spirit brings in the light. So here we go. So where these things have left you, let's bring in some more of your spirit. So this we could call spirit infusion, if you wish, integration. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And on the eight-hour call, we work with people in the rooms outside of the light ship. Remember, the light ship, if it saw any densities at all, the densities being darkness, it would be terminated. It'll be zapped, okay? And so darkness cannot come into the light ship because it would infiltrate it and corrupt it. So what we do is you go to the quarantine rooms outside of the light ship where they deal with darkness. And they actually take our complete body apart, if you want to use that term, get down to the very smallest piece of us. They check out our complete creation of our body and also the complete creation of our spirit. And they try to find the missing parts, and they go out and hunt for these if we don't have a piece of it with us. So it's very intense, not so much when you're doing the call, but on the light ship side, they're doing so much work that it's unbelievable. And you do feel the results on this. I think everybody feels a lot better after the calls, and the calls go by very quickly because you're out of time. So if you think that 8 hours is a lot to be on the telephone, you just get a speakerphone, the time goes by very quickly. I'd say that would be equated to probably maybe 20 minutes to 30 minutes of time down here. And we break every hour to have people walk around and stuff. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I guess we are able to go a little overtime tonight because there's no program on after us this evening. So, Ed, do you have another question that you'd like to get into with Ron?
More of a statement of something what I've learned that maybe has helped other people is the only person I can ever really speak to in depth about this stuff is Ron, and he's so busy, I rarely get a chance to do that. So I want to thank everyone for putting up with my intensity, shall we say. But I've always found that, as Ron teaches, if I speak directly from my heart and I don't guilt myself into, oh, I'm being too egotistical, I'm saying too much, or this is worthless and all that stuff, if I just drop all that and I just speak from my heart, sometimes it'll sound very mental. But here's what Ron has given me. I mean, when I say that I don't get a lot of healings, well, it just means there's things left to do. One of the major things that he did do and assist me with was that my entire life, despite all these good things you see me publicly do and all this, I would have real depressions because I've come up against a lot of resistance naturally trying to bring whatever I figure the truth is out. So a lot of people resist that. So I would have these depressions where I would just get into a funk, and I just couldn't get out of it. They'd last for days. And it was always thoughts of, I'm all alone, nobody wants to help, the mission is too much of a burden, I can't reach enough people, you know. It was all ego stuff from the dark side, telling me I had to go help everybody, and then getting me to feel bad and guilty about it because there's so much resistance I wasn't having any effect. and what's the use anyway? It's all an illusion. You know, all these crazy thoughts and stuff. But the feelings that I had along with all that, Ron, through working with him and his healings, they're just gone. I don't get that way anymore. So there was some kind of dark stuff in the emotions and all that, and it's just completely gone. So I want to just really thank him for that. And to give you an example of how trusting, even though some people may disagree with my methods, trusting in my heart to just speak the truth as I know it and let it flow out, just like Kyle does. I love the way he does that. I found that it works out. The proof was tonight. I got into all this stuff. I made names and places and faces and all this stuff, and I got all the attention, apparently. No plan to it. Wasn't thinking about it, just speaking from my heart, but it worked out. And we drew them all in. We drew them all in. The whole bunch of them got drawn in. And then Ron comes along and goes, okay, now that you're all here, you see, the light took it and flipped it around and used it. It seemed tedious that I went into these long explanations. I took up so much time. But like Ron said, I felt it too, just this wave of energy when he said, okay, now either you're in the light or you're gone. Because they're all here. So by speaking from the heart in this area, getting into details that people don't like to discuss or think about or even contemplate was very useful tonight in cleaning up what needed to be cleaned up. And I just want to thank Ron for that. And just the way you turned it, it was just beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ed. So, Sylvia, what can we do next? We can probably go on for another 10 minutes if you like. Any special clearings we could do here or anything?
Well, on Friday nights, I know a lot of people have, you know, just been through their work week, and it's wonderful to experience some of the divine energies from the light ship. You know, so maybe the crystals or that kind of thing to kind of just have everyone feel very peaceful and relaxed and all that wonderful light ship energy.
Okay, so let's bring in some of the crystal energy. For the newcomers listening, on the light ship, what I bring in is energies that we're used to here on this planet normally. There are some that may look a little different, but normally you can relate to what I'm talking about. So this is what I bring in. So on the light ship, we're going to bring in the spiritual energy of the amethyst crystals. So we're going to have like a crystal bed. So just kind of, if you would, just kind of sense that. And we're going to be laying on the crystal bed. I'll bring in that energy right now. And we're actually, for the people listening live, we're actually on the light ship doing this here. So here we go. The people who aren't listening live, they will not be able to go to the light ship, but they can still feel the energy. So here we go. Here comes the amethyst crystal energies, like an amethyst bed. I'll count to 10 as you start to feel the energies here. Remember, you have to command the energies down here so you can feel it. This is why I count or use the word stronger. So I'll use the word stronger this time. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And I want to bring in another energy. People like to have hematite, I think, or hematite. I don't know how the exact name is pronounced, but anyway, here it comes. So stronger, same type of thing, another room on the light ship, and like another little bed to lay on. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll let you just sit with this energy for about a half a minute here. You can actually feel it. Each one is a little different, and your body will respond to it in the way that your body is responding. Remember, everybody has their own experience, and your spirit is using this energy also to help heal you. So everything is vibration. So each one of these crystals, we'll say, is a different vibration or mineral, and your body can use that for self-healing. And let's bring in a another energy of amber. So here comes amber. So I'll count to 10 again as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we have a request from T for the elephant healing energy. This is very, very nice. Well, they're all nice, but some I just like, I shouldn't say better than others, but I just like the elephants. They're great. So anyway, and the bumblebees. But anyway, that's my human self here. So here comes the elephants. So counting to 10 again. 1, we're riding on the elephants. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you go. So if you wish to feel the elephant energy, the elements themselves, just put your hand out in front of you, and you're going to feel your hand stop. And just kind of let your body do this. This is not a mental exercise. And just put your hands out and kind of move them back and forth, up and down in a circular motion. And you're actually going to feel the skin of the elephant because you're doing this now on the light ship. So it's very nice. To me, it's a very soft, warm energy. If I were to say what it would be like, I would say it would feel like a pink energy to me. It almost feels like amethyst, so to speak, okay? But it's a very loving, conscious energy. So here we go. Let's go into the golden waterfall room. Now, there's different waterfalls in the light ship. The water flows around you, doesn't touch your skin. And we're doing kind of a sample here, in a sense, what we do normally on the conference calls on Mondays and Fridays. And we go into some of these rooms on Saturday and this upcoming Sunday, too. But this is just a sampling for everybody. And, each one of these can help heal you. It's kind of hard to describe about healing, what that means. May not fix you, but it will help you out, okay? Let's put it that way. I can't guarantee any kind of healing because we have so much in us for the genetic pre-programming that we're dealing with. This is why we don't heal, along with entities, et cetera. But here comes the golden waterfall energy. And you may feel water around you, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got a request here for roses. So let's go into the room where the roses are. These are very large roses. I would say they're probably 6 foot in diameter. And there's different colors. So here we go. What they're showing me right now is yellow roses. So here we go. Coming here. So I've counted to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go into, I guess maybe one final room. I like to go into the bumblebees. So here we go. These are very large bumblebees. Kind of reminds you of going to Disneyland, riding one of their toys, or going to maybe a carnival or circus or something. So we're on the bumblebees now. Here we go. So bring in their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So if you notice, the show has been on for probably a little bit over an hour and 15 minutes. And so for myself, it just seems like I just got to just started a few minutes ago. Remember, when you're in the moment, you don't hang on to the information in your mind, so you don't necessarily keep all that information. It comes into you, so you may want to take notes. But you're going to notice that being in the moment, you're very peaceful because you're not running the time energy. And all that information, you know, like having an encyclopedia, you know, inside of your head, getting out all this information of all different types of events, you're in the moment. And in the moment is where peace is. And that's when you're with your spirit. And all the healings that we do are connected to your spirit. This is why the dark side cannot have a healing, because they need to have a spirit put into them. Once they get a spirit put in, then they can have the healing, and their life form can actually have physical healing done to it if they're having a problem. The light ship will honor their spiritual blueprint, whatever their spirit was, or whatever their body was made up of. Let's just say hypothetically that one of these beings was like a dinosaur, right, and it was missing an arm. Well, and it didn't have a spirit in it, but it wanted, that life form said, gee, I want to come into the light, so it'll ask the light ship to have a spirit. Well, at that point, the light ship can see it, connect with its blueprint, even though it was created by the darkness, and they can rematerialize an arm for that dinosaur and take away all the pain and everything else from it. This is what the advantages of the light. It only works in the now, and it is able to do that, even though it was not created by them. But they will take that blueprint and make it into light, and then from there correct it if there needs to be a correction. That's if the spirit wishes to have that, and or the body wishes to have a correction made also. Remember, they will never interfere with anything. That's the main thing about the light. The common denominator is free choice, free will, and non-interference. And that's, like I said earlier, why we got into trouble here probably. The problem with humanity is that the people kind of went amok, along with the other influences of the darkness here. But remember, it's up to you to choose the darkness. The light's always with you, with your spirit. And that's the main thing of the light ship as far as the teachings. You have to go within. You have to find your spirit. And that's the whole process. So we'll come back now from the light ship. We're up there momentarily. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was so wonderful. It's just, like you said, there is no time, and you're just in the moment in the beautiful divine energies of the healings, and it's just makes you want to be in that energy more and more. It's just wonderful. So, and Ed, it's just been fantastic having you on, and speaking from your heart. It's just been wonderful. And Ron, I guess we have one more question I'd like to take up. Someone was asking if they want to participate in this weekend's healings, what that would cost and how they would do that.
Well, to decide a price, the one for Saturday is normally $60. I did do a discount for all the different sessions, so I'll have to see what they want to do. And you just contact me and I'll get back with you. I'll be checking emails tomorrow and sending out information if somebody's contacting me about the PIN numbers or something. So just give me your phone number, too. Send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo, and I'll just see what's available. We are having another set of those sessions next month also in December. And December's dates would be the first three Sundays, along with our 4-hour, which will be on the 19th on a Saturday. Then we have a special event that we have done, I think this is maybe our fourth year at it here. And it's where we brought in the Ascension Energies that the Lightship is going to be bringing to the planet for Ascension. And that will be on the 2nd, I believe, of January. Yep, the 2nd. It's a Saturday. It's the first Saturday of the month. And that cost will be $20, and it'll probably be about a 2-hour conference call. And people just love it. And you can kind of, like, see what you want to do, write down information that you may want to bring forth, get knowledge on. So it's just an awareness of what the Earth will be doing throughout the year here for the Ascension time. So it's everything's still in the moment, and it could change, but people do like being able to see what the future kind of will be like. Not that it's going to be 100% what we bring in, but it's what the Lightship is planning to do with the Earth Spirit here. So the Earth Spirit is actually bringing this information forward and having the Lightship bring the energy in for that. So it's like you're looking at the spiritual growth of the Spirit of what it's choosing to do for the Ascension energies here, what they'll feel like. So I guess that's probably about it. Thank you, Ed, for coming on the show tonight. It's been wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And so check out Ed's website. I don't have it up here or someplace. It went off my screen. What's your website, Ed?
OxygenHealth.com. And if they want to get the new DVD, which is not on my site yet, we've just been too busy to get it up, you go to Rents Radio, www.rense.com.
Okay. So that's Mr. Oxygen. So thank you, Ed. And do you have anything to add, Sylvia? Tomorrow night is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we're on Station 1 this time. And it starts 9 o'clock PST, Pacific Standard Time, and back east, it's at midnight. And we go to the Lightship 10-15 minutes typically, and we start about 5 minutes after the show starts. That way, if you are back east, you can go to the Lightship, and maybe if you wish, go to bed afterwards. That way, you don't have to wait up for the whole show. So I changed the format on it maybe about 6 months ago because of that. So anyway, I'll just say blessings to all of you. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. And I did, and it's nice to get another viewpoint. So thank you, Ed. And anything for you to add, Sylvia, before we sign off here?
No, I'll just say thank you both. Great show, and see everyone tomorrow, and hopefully a lot of people on the conference calls. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So I'll just say good night and blessings.
Hey, blessings to all of you. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.